There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Baseball trade deadline later on today. And the Angels buying, not selling, closing in on wild card or even the division, not out of reach for them. Still don't know when Mike Trout comes back, but now the anticipation of Mike Trout coming back for a stretch run, maybe to make the playoffs here. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. USA ties Portugal 0-0 and advances to the knockout round. I don't think the confidence level is at an all-time high, and they're certainly not the team to beat, and they showed that last night as they tie Portugal 0-0. J.J. Watt will join us, former All-Pro defensive end. Going to be doing some work, studio work for CBS coming up this fall, and he'll join us coming up in a little bit. Also, we'll play the J.J. Watt game. Don't know what it is, but Paulie says I have a J.J. Watt game. When do we play the J.J. Watt game?
We could do it now. We could do it now and get the results in. It's quick. Is it your ringtone?
Cindy Lauper ringtone?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Actually, pretty good, though.
I apologize for being unprofessional, but while I'm unprofessional, let me listen to a little more.
It's funny. I thought that Marvin was bringing up music for the J.J. Watt game, and I was like, Marvin, like, in my head, I was thinking, like, dude, just bring it up so we could hear it. You want to answer it, or?
No, because it's Cindy Lauper. That's the odd thing, though. Mm. Yeah.
She had a great run.
Who was it? Luel...
Captain Lou Albano. WWF.
Gotta pick Girls Just Want to Have Fun, at least, if that's going to be your ringtone, something Cindy Lauper related.
Yeah. What, Marvin?
Nah, Time After Time is the jam.
Yeah, it's a great song. Yeah, great song.
That's a better song than Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
True,
Paul.
True Colors, she does. I think that's a cover, but that's a great one.
Yeah,
it's another great one. Yeah.
Okay. Poll question for the final hour of the program is going to be what, Seton?
Better Cindy Lauper song.
Oh, no. Cindy Lauper.
Better Cindy Lauper song.
Do you have a question for the final hour?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I lost track of what we were doing there. I was going to do one off of the baseball deadline.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess at this point, we don't really expect anything big to happen.
Probably
right?
not.
So was the Shohei thing just media created, or was there ever anything really there?
I think there was wishful reporting.
Kind of feels like that.
Yes. Like, this could be chaos. What could this mean? Then you start to factor in San Francisco, Seattle, the Dodgers, the Yankees, maybe Tampa Bay, maybe Baltimore. Now everybody's involved in this. So when there's a Shohei Ohtani update, now you have more people involved. I'm not saying that it was, you know, kind of shoddy journalism, but it felt like it was more wishful reporting that this could happen. This happens at trade deadlines all the time. And they're like, oh, man, I'm here, and this guy could be moved. And then they're not moved. But I'm hearing. And I'm hearing is different than reporting on something. When you're hearing something, That's a loose interpretation of what's going on. I'm reporting. Now you got some concrete evidence there, some facts. Yes, Todd.
It's kind of an easy way out. Like the weather person saying, I'm hearing it may rain tomorrow. Are you saying it's going to rain tomorrow? What do you mean you're hearing it's going to rain tomorrow?
Yeah.
What other business can you get away with something generic like that that's attributed to nothingness?
But I have neighbors who are hearing things. You know, when they say, hey, I'm hearing, and I'm going, where are you hearing? I heard it on ESPN. I go, what? You're making it seem like it's your story. You know, I'm hearing. And I go, no, you can't do that. You got to have a little bit of information attached to this. You know, I'm hearing. Well, who'd you hear it from? Mad Dog Russo. Okay, then it's his story, not yours. So that's our poll question for the final hour of the program.
Yeah, I was going to throw up another one, too, about the U.S. Women's National Team. If after watching them in the group stage, do you expect them to win the World Cup, make the final but lose, or get knocked out early?
Would you bet on them? I wouldn't. I don't know how England was my pick, and they've lost two of their best players, so that probably doesn't bode well for them.
But yeah, they got some injury problems.
Yeah, they do. How many countries are ranked higher or the odds are better that they could win the World Cup? Because the United States, are we top five in odds to win? Because it feels like there's...
Well, I would think that they, for the start of the tournament,
yeah,
they were probably the runaway odds-on favorite to win.
Okay. All right.
I would imagine.
Okay. But now they wouldn't be, but maybe they're still top five, I'm
yeah,
guessing?
Yeah, I mean, they still could be. I want to say Germany was maybe ranked number two, and they had a pretty shocking loss. So I would bet that the U.S. team is still up there.
Okay. All right, we'll get some phone calls in here. Kristen in Cincinnati leads us off this final hour. Hi, Kristen. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan Patrick. This is first time in a long time, 5'6", a gentle 135.
Okay.
I was calling to see, I had two suggestions. I was calling to see, I had a moonshine request for your last leg. I was thinking you can call it the final call.
The final
call. One of your last final call.
All right. Yeah, I think there's something called the last call, but that's might be a bourbon. What else do you have, Kristen?
And then lastly, you know, since you are from Cincinnati, Mason, but Cincinnati, can you possibly make Cincinnati one of the last legs on your tour?
Well, I'm coming to Cincinnati next month. I'm doing a book signing with my football book. I'm coming there Saturday. I think it's the 16th of September. I think the Ravens play the Bengals the following day, but coming in there. And I'll give you details in Cincinnati, but I'm doing a book signing. One of them big, fancy book signing parties. They might make it Dan Patrick Day in Cincinnati. I mean, I think everything's on the table there. Big, big day. Let's see. What else do we have? Jake in Phoenix. Hi, Jake. What's on your mind?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hey, so with your impending retirement right around the corner, the question is, what will the Danette's next job be? And we have some ideas for each Danette, if you're open to hearing
them. Oh, sure, sure. I'd like to know what possibilities are out there.
So some are easy, some are a little difficult. For Marvin, with his vast knowledge of the NBA, I could see him landing with maybe NBA on TNT or something in the league of NBA.
Okay, that's very nice.
With Seton, youth soccer. I could see him dedicating to youth soccer and really trying to improve the game out here.
Okay.
Pauly, a little bit more difficult. I see him opening an old antique store and never to be heard from again.
You're half right.
Never to be heard from again. All right.
Never.
And then?
But Fritzy, I'm sorry. He's going to sell out and go back to the mothership.
Oh, you're going to sell out and go back. Well, you're not selling out. You didn't leave on bad terms. I mean, this was a better job for you. I promised you that 17 years ago.
You took very good care of me, and I never had to look back.
I had to get on the phone with Fritzy's wife. I believe his brother was involved in this. His mom might have been involved in this.
Yeah, I had about 23 people for you to chat with multiple times.
And then I, at one point, thought, this isn't worth it, you know.
Screw this guy.
Yeah.
If
I got to beg you to join me, a startup where we're going to be in the attic.
It's rotten Bristol, and whatever happens to you happens
to
you.
Do you think you'd still be there?
That's
all the layoffs.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
You might not be there.
Because on one hand, you're doing something that's maybe unique that not a lot of people are doing there, but you could get priced out and see. We'll get, you know, young Skippy will figure out how to attract some of these people.
Hey, they got rid of Howie Schwamm.
That's right.
They get rid of you.
They sure can.
USA was the favorite, then Spain, England, Japan, Germany, Australia, France, the Netherlands. So those are the World Cup odds. To start, are those the latest odds, Paul?
No, this is what I have as of 10 a.m. this morning. I have a three-way tie for the odds to win it. England, USA, and Spain are plus 430. Then it drops down a tier: Germany, Japan, Australia, France, Netherlands, etc. England, USA, Spain, all tied at plus 430.
England's got too many injuries here.
Well, that's gonna. Do you think the odds are gonna change? After saying that?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Brandon in Ohio. Hi, Brandon. What's on your mind today?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
With your poll question of the month, I got to go with August as my least favorite. The anticipation, I think, of what starts up in September is what does it with football. And then you've also got kind of being able to wear the flannel, breaking out the chili, and all of that stuff. Although I will say in August, Fritzy's upcoming concert performance does help make things a little bit more palatable.
All right. Well, thank you, Brandon. Walt in Baltimore. Hi, Walt. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. What's happening?
Hey, man.
So I called a few months ago. You politely told me, you know, hey, let's wait to the second half of the season for the Orioles. But I just want to hear what you're thinking about the O's. I mean, they've got such a young, great roster. They're playing really hot right now. Just took 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. I know they're struggling, but a lot of young, great talent. And then also about Fritzy, what kind of voice prep is he doing for his big upcoming show? I mean, Celine Dion has the air conditioning set permanently everywhere she goes at a certain temperature. So he needs to think about these things.
All right. Well, thank you. Walden, congratulations on your Orioles. I think you wanted me to do a deep dive on the Orioles, and I wasn't going to do that. But it's a great story. It's a great baseball town. I was there the last game at Memorial, the last Orioles game. I did a story on that. I don't know the year because I was at CNN, so it was in the early 80s that I went down to Baltimore, and I remember it was not a great ballpark. But Camden Yards was awesome. Maybe it was mid-80s. Camden Yard, you know, when Camden Yards came around, that was like location was awesome. You go to the game. It was just fascinating. It was vintage. And then we started that kick where it's like, let's do vintage looking. Hey, let's try to do something that looks like Fenway, you know. And Camden Yards is a beautiful ballpark. Great, great place to see a game. Yes, yes.
But Tom, more importantly, I've been gargling with salt water, lozenges, singing in the shower, just kind of massaging my throat just to answer the other part of his question.
And there's also the, when, you know, sometimes when you try to sing too fast or talk too fast and then you're going to
yeah,
do that.
There could be a few of those.
Your kiss
is
on my
Novage?
List.
Novage? Novage? Novage?
Novage.
Do I have to get that?
Novage.
Clear out the
Novage
nostrils.
Sounds a whole lot sexier than what it is.
How do you clean your nose?
No, Novage. Hi, what are you wearing? Novage.
Novage.
Hey, what's it do? Just
mucus
cleans out
jerk.
All the mucus in your nose. Novage.
Johnny Depp walks by. Novage.
Novage. I don't have anything on but Novage. Aaron Rodgers.
Like French perfume.
Yeah.
Sauvage. No, it's for mucus. It's
Novage.
It's that
Vage. Vage.
Novage.
How do you clean your nose?
Novage. Aaron Rodgers, New York Jets quarterback, had this to say to Kay Adams about Sean Payton.
I said what I said. I stand by everything that I said, but there's a way of handling things and probably a way not to. Sometimes you say something really stupid. It warrants an apology. Sometimes you don't apologize. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. It's more to say for a different time.
Okay. And then Alan Lazard, Jets wide receiver, talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think what Aaron said kind of just spoke for everyone here. At the end of the day, they're comments. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. We got bigger things to worry about than other people worrying about our offensive coordinator.
True. I wonder if this is a thing if Nathaniel Hackett isn't with Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. Like, this does call for the, I'm going to stick up for my guy. And he truly likes Nathaniel Hackett. It just, and Sean Payton knows he made a mistake. But I also think that he knows what he was doing. Because you know what that did? That took all the heat off Russell Wilson Jr. III. Right? Now it's on other people. It's on other coaches. You know, some of the offensive linemen. He took some heat off of Russell Wilson. I don't know if he meant to do it. He's a bright guy. Maybe he was trying to, you know, Russ isn't a bad quarterback. He's not washed. He just had a bad year, but there are a lot of people responsible for him having a bad year. That's how I read into it when I heard it a couple of times with Sean Payton. All right, let me take a break. When we come back, we're going to play the J.J. Watt game, and J.J. Watt is going to join us on the program. That's after this. TireRack.com. Todd.
Hankook, baby.
Yeah.
Get those tires going.
They have the full lineup of BF Goodrich. When's the last time you looked at your tires? All right. You need to do a close inspection here.
I looked at my tires very recently when I went through white paint, and you guys were.
Worn out tires are a danger to you, your passengers, and other drivers. So next time you get a chance, grab a quarter, stick it in the thread. And if you can see the top of Washington's head, then it's time to replace. Go to TireRack.com. They have the easy-to-use tire decision guide. That's the right tires for how and what and where you drive. They get only the best. They bring the tires to your home or work and install them on site. That's available in a lot of areas, the mobile tire installation. But the first thing you do, go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their BF Goodrich test results, special offers. They have their own test track there. They put the tires through all the demands, and then give you all the information so you make an educated guess of what you need, the right choice. That's TireRack.com/Dan, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
J.J. Watt's going to join us. Before he joins us, Paulie wants to play the J.J. Watt game.
Thank you, Dan. Last year, do we have music for this, Marvin?
Huh.
Oh, old school.
Yeah, all right.
Last year, J.J. Watt was listed at 288 on the Cardinals roster.
All right.
What does J.J. Watt weigh now? Who would like to go first?
Todd, I'll start with you.
I was just texting someone and I did not hear the question.
Okay. How much does J.J. Watt currently weigh?
He weighs 258.
258. All right. Seton O'Connor, what's J.J. Watt weigh right now?
I would say 265.
All right. Marvin?
I would say 268.
268. Paulie?
262.
I'm going to go 267.
Man, we're all flirting, right? With
yeah, we are. I think he's dropped 20. Let's bring in J.J. Watt, three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Now going to be working for CBS Sports in the studio. J.J., how much do you weigh right now?
Well, first of all, my listed weight was a little high last year. I actually played at about 281, 282. I currently weigh 278.
278?
Yeah.
You've let yourself go.
I know. It's a disaster. It's just a disaster. No, it is interesting. It's very interesting, the whole dynamic of how it all goes from a nutrition and a lifting, working out standpoint when you're done. I certainly eat a lot less than I did when I was playing. I still work out about 4 days a week, but a whole lot less running and cardio, a lot more vanity and cosmetic lifts. But there's still some habits that are hard to break. I still squat. I still do a lot of lifts I used to, but I'm down about 3 pounds. I agree with you guys. It does feel and look like I've lost a little bit more, but the scale still says 278.
How close were you to playing for the Packers?
Oh, wow. You're really going in it right away. It's a story for another day, but, it would have been awesome.
Well, why for another day?
I have to get more information about it before I really talk about it more, but it would have been cool.
Yeah, I thought that seemed like able to go back home and that it was going to be a big deal to be able to do that or at least try to do that. So I'll respect.
Yeah, it wasn't really an option. That's all I'll say.
Okay. When did you get interest from CBS to join them as a studio host?
It's a great question. I mean, we've kind of talked about stuff like this for the last few years, trying to discuss what I would do when I was done. The biggest thing for me and the thing I'm most excited about is obviously I said early in my career, I didn't want to do any of this stuff. And then as I got towards the end of my career, I realized how much I love the game and I realized how much I want to be around it. I can't be away from it. But I also want to be around my son. I also want to spend time with my family. And I didn't want to retire and immediately hop into a 20-plus week job. So CBS has been incredible. They're gonna let me come in and out this fall, spend some time with my son, come in, do some things, and then be a part of the group. So they've been great.
If when your son gets ready to pick a sport, let's say he wants to pick a sport, which one, since your wife, soccer player, you of course playing football, where would you steer your son to?
I mean, did you see that contract Mbappe got offered? he's kicking a soccer ball as we speak. I mean, he's in training right now.
Would you steer him towards soccer?
I mean, he's huge, man. I mean, he's a big boy. Like, I would like him. I think soccer would be great, but the reality is I think he's you just look at him and I think he's going to be a football player, but soccer is the worldwide sport. You can do so many different things with it. I think it's very beneficial, I've always said, for kids to play multiple sports. So he's definitely going to play both growing up. But I'm not one of those guys that's like, I don't want my son to play football. If he wants to play football, I want him to play football.
Let's guess how much J.J. Watt's son weighs. How old's your son?
He's 9 months.
9 months old. Paulie?
Now, I got some inside information. He was 18 pounds at birth. So
no, he wasn't.
That's what I was told. I got the announcement, JJ.
He was not 18.
I'm going to go. He's 9 months. It's like 30 pounds.
30 pounds. Todd?
24-7.
All right.
Ooh.
Seton?
22 and a half.
All right. Marvin?
28.
He's 23. He's 23 pounds right now at 9 months.
See, he hasn't been weighed since the 6 months. So it would be great if there was like a commercial break or I could go in and weigh him right now. But I would guess he's probably right around the 25 pound mark right now.
Okay. What percentile is it?
he's every time we go in, she doesn't even show us the charts. She's just like, he's the top. Yeah. He's 99.
And once again, you do not say you're babysitting. You don't babysit your own child.
No.
Just want to make sure.
That?
Well, people do that. You know, like the phrasing of, what are you doing today? Oh, I got to babysit my child. So just make sure.
No, that's terrible.
Yes.
That's terrible.
You're not babysitting.
No. No, I'm taking care of my son.
Well, where is he now?
I am on morning duty today. My wife and I switch off every day who wakes up with him. But she was very kind to wake up so that I could do the same with you. And he wasn't going to.
Okay. Now, I know a lot of times when players go into the booth or they go in as an analyst, then people will say, well, can you be critical? Are you going to be able to offer, what opinions, what insights? Like, what will be your approach in how, as a former player, you handle the current players?
Yeah, I'm not shy in saying that I'm not going to be the crazy critical guy doing hot takes left and right because I've been on the other side of that and I know what it's like when the person in the booth or the person analyzing it doesn't know your exact job on that play and doesn't know exactly what your responsibility was. So I'm not going to be the guy popping off the handle saying, why was this guy in high post safety coverage when he was supposed to be covering the flat? That's not going to be me. But I am going to offer a bunch of insights and things that I have learned over the years that I don't think the general public hears a ton about. I mean, I think that there's a lot of really interesting things that you can learn and things that people hear from snap counts to, pre play checks and things that guys are doing. I mean, we hear all these things like the Omahas and like Patrick Mahomes comes up the line, he's saying all this stuff. I've had 12 years of knowing exactly what all that stuff means. And I think I'm not going to give away their secrets, but I do think the fans wonder what that means. I do think, when you bring a guy in motion and fans are wondering why are we doing this? Those are the types of things that I can help with. And then also if a guy is struggling, if a guy is going through a tough stretch, maybe it's a guy that's normally a 15, 20 sack guy and he's not getting to the quarterback lately. I can explain and point out why that's happening, whether it's double teams, whether it's chips, whether it's he's seeing extra attention, et cetera.
Talking to J.J. Watt, and he'll be working with CBS as a studio analyst coming up this fall. I was also wondering about this when you don't have to name names, but a quarterback who had a tell. When you're playing against them, you knew this. Did you have how many of those quarterbacks do you think that you encountered?
I mean, everybody has something. It just depends on how useful it actually is. I mean, there's some guys that give away their snap count where you can tell, okay, this one's going to be on one, this one's going to be on two. There's some guys.
Well,
that
how
give
do you
away
give away?
Thing.
How do you give away the snap count?
So there's different things. Like when a guy walks up to the line of scrimmage, a lot of times, I mean, it's funny how simple this game can be at times. Like you got to get 11 guys on the same page. So a lot of times you got to remind the offensive lineman what the snap count is as you're walking up to the line. Cause there's so many things going on through your head. They already forgot by the time they get up there. So a guy will say something real simple. It could literally be just white. Like as he's walking around trying to do it nonchalantly. But if he says white, that means it's on one. If he says black, that means it's on two. It's little stuff like that. The even better than that, like this is the great stuff. Even better than that, like we're football players. We're not the smartest people on the planet. After he says that, the offensive linemen will still have to remind each other They'll be like, was it white, white? Yeah, it's white, white. And so, like, you're getting triple confirmation at the line of scrimmage that it's on one. And then I'm also a dumb football player myself, so I'm still jumping off sides at times. I know. Like I'm sitting over here like, these idiots, they don't even know the snap count. Like, they can't remember it. And then here I am jumping off sides like a real moron. Then there's other bigger tells. Like, there's some quarterbacks in the shotgun that they lift one heel up a little bit if it's going to be a run play, and they put that heel down on the ground if it's going to be a pass play so they can drop back. Like, there's little things under center. Some quarterbacks will bend their knee a little bit more if they're going to drop and hand off the ball to the right. They're going to hand it off to the left. So, like, there's a whole bunch of little things like that that are really fun, and I love – those are the things my brother and I talk the most about.
But also, you're reading the tackle who's in front of you, I'm guessing, for body language as well?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can see a ton of different things there. A lot of times, you know, one of the most basic ones is pass versus run. A guy's foot will be way back in the stance. If it's pass, it'll be up forward if it's a run. I mean, you have the old school one that doesn't really work anymore because everybody wears gloves, but like the white knuckles leaning forward in a run, you know, leaning back on a pass. An interesting thing that I always tell young guys with tackles, with any offensive lineman, their outside knee always moves first. It's just a little thing, but it's always the first thing to move. So whenever you're keying a get off for an offensive lineman, you key their little outside knee if you're not a guy that likes to look at the ball. All little stuff like that. That's stuff you gain over the years.
That's good stuff. We had Steve Young on last week, and he said that today's game, you've got to take advantage of the yards. If you're a quarterback, you've got so much open space, you've got to be able to run, extend a play. He said the days of Dan Marino and Peyton Manning are over. What do you make of that?
I mean, I think it is massively beneficial if you can move. I don't think it's a 100% necessity, but I do think that if you have the ability to it just makes life so much more difficult for defenses. I mean, not only from a pass rush standpoint, having to try and keep you in the pocket and then chase you when you're out of the pocket, but when you can move, you extend the play so long, and the DB is the hard. A cornerback is the hardest job, besides quarterback, the guy who actually has to like know everybody's job. But physically, the position of cornerback is the hardest position to play in the NFL. You're not allowed to touch the guys, but you have to cover them. They know where you're going. You don't know where they're going, and it's just the longer you have to do it, the harder it is. So any quarterback that can extend the play with their legs just allows the receiver to get open.
And also, the cornerback then has to come up and make a tackle as well, you know, for a quarterback running or running back running. The devaluing of running backs. What advice would you give either the NFL Players Association or running backs as how to improve your financial lot in life?
It's really tough, man. I mean, it's the best proof so far that business is the business. Like, we just... That is the reality of the situation. Some people are beneficiaries of it, the fact that, you know, contracts are going up and people are willing to value positions higher. And some people are on the other side of it, and running backs right now are on the other side of it, where ownership is kind of seeing that in their eyes, you can try and find a guy in the draft and you can try and find a younger guy and pay that guy a whole lot less and see if you can get by. And they're basically what they're trying to say essentially is that I can find a running back that's not as good, but is the margin is smaller. I can't do that at edge. I can't do that at a receiver. And I mean, I've played against a lot of running backs, and there are some incredible running backs out there that I believe are worth every single penny. It's just, that's the business that the owners have decided to do. And from what do you do as a player standpoint? Sadly, there's really not a whole lot you can do. You go out there and you play as good as you can possibly play, but we're in a CBA. Like, you can't have one position group hold out. It doesn't work, sadly.
I noticed the hat, Burnley Soccer. So you're a part owner of the soccer club?
Indeed.
Wow. My bad.
I just don't want you to get in trouble with the Europeans, Dan. I know you're big in Europe.
I am.
So I just want you. Yeah.
By the way, we're going to Dublin in 3 weeks. Going to do the show over there. I mean, you have an open invite. Will Ferrell's going to join us, so.
I absolutely adore Ireland. It is one of my favorite places in the world. Guinness is the nectar of the gods, and I enjoy it. I'm very jealous of you guys. Okay. But yes, Burnley. I'm going over to Burnley next week. My wife and I are going the opening match. We play Manchester City in the opening match on Friday next week, and it's going to be great.
Now, how much is your wife teaching you about soccer?
Oh, come on. I've been a big fan for a long time, but she does teach me some of the very fine intricacies of the game. Obviously, we're watching the Women's World Cup right now. But it's been fascinating. Our manager, Vincent Kompany, is a longtime Premier League legend, and he asks me questions about things in the NFL because he's a brilliant mind and he always wants to learn. So he'll ask me different things about NFL meetings and schedules to on the field things. Like he'll want to know how you signal plays and what's coverages like. How do you beat zone coverages? How do you beat man coverages? It's fascinating to have conversations with him.
Good to talk to you. I wouldn't go too tight the suit for CBS.
No, I got to breathe. It's got to breathe.
Yeah, you want to call attention to your words, not, you know, your physique, yeah. your arms.
So no crazy patterns, no crazy tie combos.
No, just clean. Just clean and crisp. You know, you don't want to be outlandish just because of what you're wearing.
Right. I want my words to be outlandish.
Yeah. Like well, yours. No, you don't have to be outlandish. You just have to be professional. That's what you want to be. You want to be professional like me.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Not, yeah.
Yeah. You don't.
How are the boys? Are all the boys good there? I haven't seen everybody
see.
In a while.
Let's see. Can we take a picture of the Danettes and show JJ? Yeah, they pretty much
see.
Yeah. Yay. Yay. There they are. Say, yeah.
You guys look great. I hope everybody's good. I appreciate it. Hope to see you guys in person again soon.
Yeah, we
do. Dan, you have a Burnley kit and hat coming your way. Fritzy probably stole it and put it in his house, but it should be there soon.
Busted.
Fritzy, did something come in for me from JJ1?
I don't want to get into it right now.
All right. Hey, congrats. Good luck. Hey. And we'll hopefully talk again soon. Thank you. That's JJ1.
Have a great day.
That's a three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year and CBS Sports NFL Studio Analyst. And also speaking sound bites. That's another thing. 15, 18 seconds, 20 seconds, that's about it. Get in, hit him with the punch, then get out. This is what I would say to Rodney Harrison and Tony Dungy when they first started. They said, we're rookies, treat us like that. I said, all right, when I ask you a question, don't go long-winded, don't do any, you know, oh, wow, that's an interesting question. You just make sure you hit him with the punch. They remember the first words that you're going to say. And the longer you speak, as Todd has proven over the years, the more watered down what you said initially will be. Well, I'm just trying to help J.J. Watt by using Todd.
Okay.
Yes, Todd.
When he makes his debut, should he say, I just want to thank you guys. It's great to be here with a bunch of good-ass dudes. Should he refer to the CBS panel as good-ass dudes?
Probably not.
He shouldn't do that.
Yeah, no.
I think it would be cute.
Probably not. Probably not. You have some really bad ideas, suggestions.
I think it'll be a nice little shout out because we make fun of it on the show.
By the way, yes, Paul.
I think we're going to get some reaction in the Green Bay from the early comments.
Yeah, I think there was.
Years ago, we talked about, we kind of predicted that JJ would finish his career 1 year in Green Bay. We're talking about it, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Sounds like there was traction to it or interest.
I think there was interest on one end.
Yeah.
And not the other.
Be interested to see that reaction.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's all electric, but the feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB. We close up shop after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Get a couple of phone calls in here. Caden in Utah. Hey, Caden, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Good, man. Hey, just a quick question about the DeMar Hamlin stuff. Do you think that it would be feasible if, you know, if they did cut him, if the Bills did cut Hamlin, could they make him some kind of players associate or health advocate like the Steelers did with Ryan Shazier? That's my question. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I could see that happening, but he's probably going to want to continue to play football. I would think that he could make a roster. I mean, he's trying to make the Buffalo Bills roster. There's other rosters he could make. You just have, you know, the liability portion of that. As long as your doctors are fine with it, you still think that he could play. But Peter King brought this up yesterday, and it was just, hey, there's a chance, even though he didn't think it was going to happen, that DeMar Hamlin might not make the Buffalo Bills this year. Ken in Texas joins us now. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Great, Ken.
Hey, your voice sounds even better over the phone than it does on the radio. First time, long time, 5'11 and 7'8", 190. Okay. Thank you. So I have a limerick for Todd Fritz.
Oh,
let's do it.
Yeah. Okay, here it goes. No, just kidding. No aloha, Dan. There once was a man named Fritz. To Dan Patrick, he surely gave fits. But when he's not on the show, for me, it's a no-go. Because without him, the show is the pits. Ba-doom-tsh.
Okay. All right. There's Ken loving Todd, but not the rest of us.
He did the lines, the 1-2-5 and 3-4 rhyme scheme. Very nice for the limerick.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
Christian in Illinois. Hi, Christian.
How's it going, DP?
Oh, great. Great. What's on your mind?
First time, long time, 5'9", decently thick.
Okay.
Todd Brick. I currently sit in a fast food parking lot right now when I should be in the drive-thru waiting on my chicken strip basket. but I was willing to put those golden tenders and sweet sauce on hold because you need to hear this. I can hear in your voice that you're scared. I can hear in your voice that there's fear. And because of your Peacock partnership and my subscription fee, I can't just hear it, but I also see it. But that's okay, because it's okay to be fearful. It means that you care, Todd. And every man that's done something great in this life, every man that's seized an opportunity that's changed his life, was fearful right before he did it. But he didn't let fear stop him. He let fear make him. You are Todd Flippin' Fritz. You are the glue that holds this show together. So when it's your time to shine, I want you to remember these three words. Section, row, seat number.
All right. Thank you, Christian.
That was wild. That was very dramatic. You should be like in the WWE or something.
There's your hype man, Todd.
That is like wrestling kind of speech. Love it.
This day in sports history, Pauling.
Got a few. 1972, Joe Namath signed a two-year contract with the Jets. What was it worth? Two-year contract. The total value of the contract was?
$400,000.
$500,000 over the course of 2 years.
All right.
76, the Seattle Seahawks played their first preseason game. Seahawks lost to the Niners. 1978, Pete Rose had a 44-game heading streak end.
Mm-hmm.
1986, this was a big one on the social front. Tennis player John McEnroe married Tatum O'Neill, very famous actress.
Mm.
And in 1993, Reggie Jackson was admitted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
Okay. Did you see, on this date, 1973, the Virginia Squires traded Julius Erving to the New York Nets for George Carter in cash? Did you see Dr. J's all-time team?
It's top 10.
Top 10? Now, I guess he wasn't including anybody who's still playing. Is that right? So LeBron and Steph didn't make it.
But a lot of people on social media didn't get that note.
Yeah.
People thought it was like, that's just his starting 10.
Do you have the list there? I know he put Tiny Archibald on there. I'm very fortunate to see a good portion of Tiny's career in Cincinnati. Did Dr. J put Larry Bird on that list? Marvin?
He did not.
That, to me, is the headliner. Doot, doot, bloop, 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 bloop. They played against each other.
They did something else against each other.
They fought each other. Or Dr. J punched Larry. So the top 10 players that Doc played against, and he did not put Larry Bird in there. Okay. Who else is in there?
All right. So Jerry West, Oscar, Elgin, Wilt, Russell, Jordan, Kareem, Magic, Tiny Archibald, and Karl Malone.
Karl Malone over Larry Joe Bird.
He didn't fight Karl Malone.
No, he wouldn't want to fight Karl Malone.
And the doctor would have played against early Karl Malone, where before he really hit his stride, I would think, right?
Yeah. Dang. How do you leave Larry Bird out of that?
You just said it.
What? Wait, why?
Think there's still some bad blood?
No, I don't think so. Well, maybe so. I mean, that would be the first thing I would say to Doc. It'd be like, well, where's Larry Bird? And he goes, no, that's my team. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Marv.
I think Karl Malone is the easy guy you would take out of that 10.
Yeah, or maybe of course. And Tiny. Yeah. Although Tiny was wonderful. That's one of those where I was maybe just in high school or maybe in eighth grade. And I remember standing next to him and I was taller than he was. And I'm thinking, that guy is out there putting up 30 a night. And he was going left every single time. Amazing. Let's go around the room what we learned on this program. Todd, I'm going to start with you. Did you learn anything today?
I did. J.J. Watt, who currently weighs 278 pounds, says when he would hear the QB say white, white, the snap counts one. Black, black means the count is on two.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
J.J. Watt basically still at playing weight.
Marvin?
You have a Cyndi Lauper ringtone.
Yeah, and I'm proud of it. Paulie?
Shredfest, down 3 pounds.
Yeah, but he wanted to go to the Packers. Boy, that sounds like there's something there.
Yeah, what do you need more information?
I don't know what that meant.
What does that mean?
I tried, and then he goes, I don't want to do that. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all. Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of this program. Autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. A lot of fun again. Thanks for allowing us into your life every single day. We appreciate it. For Seton O'Connor, for Todd Fritz, Marvin Prince, Paulie, yours truly. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.